stone fences or rock fences?
Not that I, no, I don't think so.
Or walls or whatever?
No.
Now, if you're going to have company, you get out your best silver and your...
China.
Now, what about any names that you might have for wooden vessels?
Like a mixing bowl?
That, or a larger one to draw water, say, in the old fashioned.
Oh, a bucket.
And how about a large open metal?
A kettle.
That you might also use for a kettle, yes, but also similar to the bucket, but of metal, and used maybe for milking or...
Oh, a pail, bucket, pail.
Either one. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, for what would you call the same general item, but used for garbage?
Garbage pail.
And our associations move pretty rapidly here. Now we're back in the kitchen and we want some bacon this morning. So what do you take care of that in?
In the skillet.
And you've already spoken of this heavy iron vessel with a large opening, haven't you?
Oh, the kettle. Uh-huh.
And you'd stir something in the kettle with a
spoon.
And I don't see one here, but I don't have my glasses for this one. Something you'd put flowers in would
a
be.
Vase.
And after you've had breakfast, you say, "Well, I've got to
do the dishes."
Any other word?
No, I would say this. My mother always said, "Let's get up and do the dishes." So I do the dishes.
That's familiar. Even though, because it's more than just wash them, isn't it? It's involved.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But we have to do the dishes.
And so in the process of doing them, you've got to
wash and dry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now, sometimes there's an intermediate stage. What do you call
scrape
it?
Scrape the dishes.
Okay. And still, maybe it's still another one.
Rinse. Yes, I rinse them myself. I do that.
And word for the cloth for washing.
The dish cloth.
And for drying or
the dish towel.
And in the bathroom, what do you call that same only larger piece of material?
The bath towel. The washcloth.
Now, what's the term for the water pipe at the kitchen sink? There's water on the thing that's on the water pipe. Go ahead.
His grandfather started the meat business many, many years ago here. And then his father and about three brothers, I may not be correct on that, were in the meat packing business. And Bill inherited this took over from his father. His father has now passed away, and the other brothers, one of them has died, and the other two retired. So that it's been a family business for many, many years. And now his son is the vice president, and they're with him. His son-in-law is with him, too.
Well, now, do their products get up into... I've not seen them get up into Terre Haute.
I don't know how. It is only beef.
I see.
And I don't know
how
far. I couldn't tell you that.
Uh-huh.
But I do know they supply all the beef around here.
Well, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, speaking of...